Talking today with Scott DeWald. Scott, of course, we work with for a lot of years as executive director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association. Scott, a decision that you've made, announcement coming out Monday afternoon that you decided to make a move. Tell me about that.
Thank you, Ron. Yeah, I've been with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association for going on 17 years. It's been a great opportunity and a true blessing to our family, being able to work in the beef industry and represent them at the state level and at the national level. I have an opportunity to and have accepted the responsibility and the opportunity to go to work for Rural Enterprises Incorporated, which is headquartered in Durand, Oklahoma. I'm going to them for a couple of reasons. One is I love their focus on rural Oklahoma and growing business in rural Oklahoma, which is near and dear to my heart, and lets me continue to be involved in agriculture in rural Oklahoma, which is, again, near and dear to me.
As you make this particular move, as you mentioned, you put a lot of years of your life into the Oklahoma Cattlemen Association and the beef industry here in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, absolutely. And what I've been blessed with is the opportunity to work with some extremely good volunteer leaders. We've had extremely good boards of directors here, extremely good executive committee. The volunteer leadership has been tremendous, and that's been a great opportunity. Also having the opportunity to work with some really good, stout, knowledgeable legislators on agricultural issues, whether it be at the Capitol building in Oklahoma City or in Washington, D.C., either one. I've learned a lot from that process and have thoroughly enjoyed it. Probably the thing that I've enjoyed the most is the opportunity to get to know these people from across the state who make a living in the beef business. And their main priority in life is to pass that on to their sons and daughters or grandsons and granddaughters. They run them like businesses, and they want to preserve that for future generations. And so that's been a real, real treat for me to have that opportunity to get to know those people.
At the same time, as we think about where you're headed, I guess what the next month or so is when y'all make the actual transition. What attracted you to the REI organization?
Their purpose, very clearly, it's what they stand for and what they're trying to get done out there, and that is to help rural businesses with their financing needs, help them put together packages that will help them be successful in rural Oklahoma. I believe it's the delivery of those programs, and it's that purpose of delivering those programs to everyone in this state, and it is particularly in our emphasis now will be rural Oklahoma. Rural Enterprises, when it was created, was founded for that purpose, was to help deliver and download those programs to the rural parts of the country. So with that being my first love, rural Oklahoma, anything that I can do to help make those businesses more robust through these programs, I want to be a part of.
And what transition within the next month or so?
We're looking at the next 30 to 60 days. Of course, the executive committee for the OCA will be meeting and have some decisions that it will need to be making. We're extremely blessed at OCA to have a very talented team of people working here, and they do a tremendous job. So I have no reason to believe that that work won't continue. We have a great set of leaders, and so I think there will be nothing but more good to come from this organization as it continues to do what it's been doing for a number of years, 60 years plus, and that is representing the interest of beef producers. I wouldn't leave here if I didn't have that faith and confidence in the people that work here and the people that are the volunteer leaders.
Scott, one of the things that I know that you mentioned at your recent quarterly board meeting of OCA, you talked and you had the governor there, and she talked about the fact that Commerce Department had cited agriculture as a key driver of our economy. You rightly pointed out at that time that this was unique, that we saw the opportunity to see agriculture included with some very important other aspects of the economy.
Oh, that's exactly right, Ron. You know, Oklahoma's Economic Development Initiative, which was put together by Governor Fallon, is being orchestrated by Secretary Lopez. For the first time in a long time, and maybe in history, it recognizes the importance of agriculture and the biosciences in economic development. It actually represents it as a high priority for Oklahoma industry ecosystems. I'm extremely excited that we have an administration that is looking forward and thinking that there are some places there. Along with that is energy, aerospace and defense, information and financial services. transportation and distribution. Those are those ecosystems that they're looking at. This is a unique opportunity for us to showcase and to use what we know from the wealth creation perspective in agriculture, knowing that it's now being recognized and seeing what we can do to parlay that into even more for the people of the state of Oklahoma. I'm excited that the administration is focused on that. I'm excited to be a part of it.
And obviously with REI, there's some opportunities, a couple of those various drivers, but agriculture, a very prime part of that rural Oklahoma driver.
Absolutely. I mean, you just can't be in rural Oklahoma without being surrounded by agriculture. And that's why they're almost synonymous with one another, agriculture and rural Oklahoma. And so that's why I don't see this as a huge leap for me, leaving Oklahoma's number one agricultural industry, the beef industry. I'll never leave it behind, but I'll leave this job and go do something else. And at the end of the day, if that helps that producer out there, then that's exactly what we should be doing.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Scott DeWald, announcing that he is stepping down from that position to take a similar position with REI based in Durant, Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.